It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, now at 10 p.m. right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course worldwide at mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, leadership, real estate, strategic planning, retail, communications, time management, marketing and advertising, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. As we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer. Thank you. And the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays an important support role for this show. Rena, Srilly, Miriam, Ellie, Dina. Thank you. And of course to the great team at 77 WABC. Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin. Thank you. Also, I'd like to give mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Firstly, the monthly column in Mishpacha magazine, the Take 5 column. The most recent interview that was featured was the one I had with Greg Chalker of Capital One Spark Small Business. That fantastic interview, again, the takeaways were in Mishpacha. Subscribers get it naturally. Otherwise, you can pick it up on your newsstand. It also featured the interview we had with the founders of Warby Parker, David Colby, and John Scully, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. We're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, iTunes. We, of course, have a dedicated channel. YouTube, the YouTube channel is Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. There's already over 40 videos that are up there. And, of course, all past episodes are available by going to mybradio.com. MYB Radio, okay, that's for Mind Your Business, radio.com. And of course, it's not going to come as any secret to tonight's guest, but of course, you could follow me on various social media forums. I'm on LinkedIn, Yitzhak Saflis, Twitter. My handle is YSaftless, Facebook, at Yitzhak Saftless, of course, Instagram as well, as you'll hear during this evening show. And YouTube, the channel is Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless. Also, just a quick just tossing out some names of previous guests that we've had on the show. Steven Sato, former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers. Captain Sully Sullenberger. Keith Mistrich, CEO of Amalgamated Bank. Iris Lodowitz, Jerry Robert of Blackheart Books. All these guests and their amazing insights that they shared are available for free by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we're going to tonight's amazing guest, Kim Walsh Phillips. She is the CEO of Elite Digital Group. She is a featured columnist and entrepreneur, and she came out recently with the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss how a business can and should harness the power of Instagram, practical tips to grow your social media following and increase engagement, and how a business can cultivate celebrity status for itself. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Kim Walsh Phillips. How are you, Kim?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, please. It's our treat and our honor. And again, anyone out there, now I was going to say, anyone out there that can benefit from Instagram, you know, stay tuned for the entire show and tell your friends. But it's really much more than that because many people still may not even realize how critical it is. So therefore, I'm going to open with, you know, we don't have to talk about what Instagram is, but I would ask, what advantage, just jumping right in, does Instagram have over other social media platforms?
Great question, and that's a great way to start, too, to say you might think that Instagram is all about showing pictures of Ferraris and food, And why would your average professional services business or coach or consultant or entrepreneur or professional services agency want to benefit from something like that? Mm-hmm. And the reality is Instagram is an incredible source for free leads, free promotion, and free customer generation. So when you get a customer from Instagram that you paid no money for, that's like getting all of your leads for free, right? So you're getting all your customers at a really high profit margin. I have some good stats that I want to start us off
with.
And that is that businesses are spending money on Instagram. Well, good. So there's $3 billion being spent on advertising. But why does that matter? Well, nearly a third of online shoppers say they're using social media channels to browse for new items to buy. And consumers trust brands more because they saw them on Instagram. A majority of those surveyed, 70%, value non-celebrity endorsements, particularly from influencers they consider as peers on Instagram. So when you're in this channel, it creates this instant trust factor. And Instagram still, while you might hear you can't reach people for free on Facebook and ranking for free using SEO tactics on Google is really hard. Mm-hmm. Instagram is really one of those last places where we can reach our exact target customer and not have to spend money to do it.
Hmm. Now, of course, I have a number of questions on your response, but we'll get to them a little bit later because I want to follow a certain structure in the in this presentation. So, how has the advent of social media leveled the playing field for really any type of business, any size business?
It used to be that you had to get on the front page of the New York Times, right, or you needed a huge advertising budget to be able to get on TV or to buy an ad. And that's just not so anymore, right? So the successful businesses really came from those that were successful. Now anyone can leverage their message. If they get the right message to the right market, they can now reach a medium for free. And that completely levels the playing field because you no longer have to, quote unquote, have money to make money. I was frustrated by that statement as a struggling entrepreneur myself for over a decade. I thought, okay, that's great, but how do I get that money? I need to make the money.
Right.
It's difficult, the chicken and the egg. So Instagram is one of those places where you don't need that to start. You can, any business that has a successful message can offer something that's going to make someone's life, business, or time better. They can reach their market for free using this channel. So you don't have to, no longer is the I don't have money to make money an excuse that can prevent you from being successful.
Now, again, as I touched on before, later on in the program, we will discuss how to build a following because obviously that's going to be key. But let's jump in with really the elephant in the room. Any business, any type of marketing that's done, at the end of the day, it's to generate sales. That's the ultimate goal. So the question here is, okay, in fact, one of your excellent columns, and I recommend, again, anyone can go online, Kim Walsh Phillips, you'll just Google it. You'll see what she's all about. She has a fantastic column that's constantly, I think it looks like it's weekly on Entrepreneur. I don't know how you have the time to do it, but it's great. So thank you. And you write in there, you have a great line. You said, social media is to build relationships, not necessarily sales. So how do we make that work for a business that, hey, at the end of the day, we got to, you know, turn it into a sale?
You never want to ask someone to marry you and the first time you meet them, at least sane people don't, right? So our first introduction with someone has to really be, if you think about the courting world, dating, your first introduction is going to be about developing some type of immediate attraction so that you want to continue to have a conversation to see if there's enough interest in order to have another conversation. And social media is just that. It's that initial attraction. We have a formula we follow that's called the mom formula. Mm-hmm. And because mom knows best, and that your social media should be a magnet for your perfect prospects. So you're first bringing them to you. You're getting them interested in what you have to say. You're getting them to believe you can offer value to their life. O is to get the opt-in. Now I'm going to get their contact information so I could get them off of social media. So now I own the relationship. So if Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever goes away tomorrow, I still have an audience. And then the final M is monetize. So absolutely, you're going to use these social media channels in order to drive a sale. It's just not going to be step one. If you approach people and immediately ask them to buy something for you, you're like that really annoying dinner guest who tries to pitch you Amway, or the life insurance guy on the plane that you just want to pretend you don't hear anymore. We don't want to be that guy. And so if we want to be perceived to have value and we want people to listen to us and to continue on in the path to becoming a customer, we have to start with a place of value.
Folks, you're tuned to another great edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. And my guest this evening is Kim Walsh Phillips. She is the CEO of Elite Digital Group. She wrote the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. Now, it's available, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, worldwide. It's an Entrepreneur Press book. But she was very gracious. And there's going to be a couple of lucky winners tonight. Of that book, all you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB. It's that simple for Mind Your Business. Again, send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB. And let's see, tonight we're going to give away for two. She's sending five, which is great, and that's so kind of her. But again, two lucky winners are going to get it. Two lucky listeners are going to win it from this show this evening. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you own a business, you've got competition. So you have to be different. The number one proven way to be different is to write a book. Think about what The 7 Habits did for Stephen Covey and what The Tipping Point did for Malcolm Gladwell. At Black Card Books, we have a system proven to position you as an authority in your market. Join us for a 2.5-day boot camp, September 22nd through the 24th, and learn the steps toward becoming a successful author. Visit publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. That's publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Increase your influence, your sales, and your income. Go to publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroch Saftless right here on 77 WABC and, of course, around the world at mybradio.com. My guest this evening is Kim Walsh Phillips. She is the CEO of Elite Digital Group, and she wrote the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. She was also very kind, and two lucky listeners are going to win that book for free. All you have to do is send a text to 64600. Put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. Again, send a text to 64600. Put in the letters MYB. Two lucky listeners are going to win this book absolutely for free. And everyone else, you'll still be lucky. Just go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, etc. You'll find the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. And of course, we thank him for taking a very precious time to join us here on Mind Your Business.
It's my pleasure.
Now, what's your advice to a small business who, I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times or maybe 1,000,000 times, right? So a small business wants to start growing a following, but they're like, wait a second, this takes time. You have to curate content. And soon I want to get to, you know, stage photos versus human organic shots. We'll get there. But how do we answer that a business has to understand that or maybe it doesn't take time? I mean, what's the proper answer? Should someone realize that it will take time or it doesn't take time? How should that be handled?
There will be more time invested right up front, but truly within 90 minutes, you can get your page up and running, bringing in leads and turning them into sales. So I can't think of a better way to spend 90 minutes than actually growing my business. And I'm going to give you a quick path formula you can follow. The great thing is we don't need to reinvent the wheel here. There are a lot of really successful Instagram pages out there that are not hidden. None of them are private. We can easily go and see what they're doing. So step one is go and find 10 pages on Instagram that you love the way that they look. They're the type of vision, you know, messaging that you would be comfortable with. It's the type of look and feel that you like. And just take some screenshots of them. And that'll help you create a brand board. And this is super useful. So when you're creating future posts, you can just quickly look at the sheet and think, does this match what we're trying to put forward? No need for you to come up with that stuff from scratch, which can take a lot of time. Just find 10 pages that you love. And then keep this document someplace easy to access. You know, again, you can use a Google Doc or Evernote or wherever you choose to keep notes. And then use my favorite app that's super easy. It's called WordSwag, WordSwag. It's a total of $2, not $2 a month, $2 total. I have no affiliation with them. It's just a fantastic app, and it's available on iOS and Android. Mm-hmm. And it gives you free backgrounds, free photos that are built into it. So you don't even have to buy any stock photos. And then it has a bunch of different fonts. And what I want you to do in this step is pick one font type that you're going to use every time you do a post. In each of the font options, there's like 10 different varieties. But just sticking to that one font will help you keep all of your posts looking the same. It's going to look super professional. It's going to look like you had a high-end designer put them together. And yet, it's free, basically, after you pay your $2 to do inside the app. And then you're going to use a filter that you're going to use each time on Instagram. So that way, they're all going to look the same, just to create that nice, unified look. In a lot of different social medias and even marketing, the design, the image is not nearly as important as it is in Instagram. Because the main primary messaging is the photo, it's important what you pull into the space. So create your posts. I recommend you do it a batch at a time, 10 to 20 to 30, because it's much quicker if you just stay in the zone to get them done. And people are like, well, what am I putting on these posts? You know, what you want to do for them is something that you are trying to share with your target market. What is of interest to them? What are they looking for to discover more of? And if you want some inspiration, one of the most fantastic sites that we love to use is called What Questions Asked. I'll get you the URL in a second.
Okay, sure.
What Questions Asked, and it actually gives a great collection of the questions people are asking online.
Wow.
Why does that matter? Well, because if you can use your Instagram page to answer their questions, your page is not only conveying beautiful images, but it's also giving incredible value to your audience. Okay, it's called answerthepublic.com.
Wow, thank you.
And
answer,
it's, you have to ignore the creepy public background image on the page, but it's very, very valuable. And you'll get the full, so if you did anything, any topic you might be in, let's say you're in nutrition, you're in finances, you're in marketing, put in a topic, and up will come hundreds and hundreds of the top questions people are asking online. And you can simply pull out, make your Instagram post text a nugget, a tip, a strategy. It can be an inspiration. And then in the comment about the post, you simply put the question and answer format. If you you mentioned Entrepreneur, my publisher, mm-hmm. in the top of the interview. Mm-hmm. Their Instagram page is a fantastic example of this. They are always running Q&As offering really valuable content on their Instagram page. Another great one is Founder, F-O-N-D-R, their Instagram page. Again, not just putting out they're not putting out pictures of cars or food. They're offering real value on their Instagram page.
Amazing advice. Wow, we have so much to cover, and the 45, you know, the hour is going to fly by. But the next question is really a biggie that everyone grapples with on Instagram, and that is, we know that social media, certainly Instagram, you know, has become a way to showcase the personal side of your brand. The question is, staged photos, organic, you know, how do we maintain professionalism if you also have to show a human side of a brand?
And that's a great thing to test. My audience in the very beginning on Instagram, well, my Facebook audience reacts really well when I share a photo of, let's say, my family and I on vacation. I might occasionally post that because the fact that I've been able to go from bankruptcy to a multi-million-dollar agency is part of my story. Nice. So I'll occasionally share those images. And on Facebook, they do really well. On Instagram, they didn't always. Now it's switched. But you want to test, really, what does your audience respond the best to? Some pages, all it is their personal photos. Some others just share quotes. Play around with it. Really, everything, you don't have enough time in the day to spend time doing things that don't get you an ROI. So my favorite quote is, "In God we trust, everyone else bring data."
Nice.
Track it, right?
That's quotable.
Right? Track everything you're doing so that you see if when I post a photo of that's just taken with our, now iPhones take amazing photos. My favorite photo app is called Facetune. You can create really high-end looking photos. You can blur the background. Again, it's very easy to use. And measure how that does as opposed to, you know, photos when you're just pulling pure value-driven content to balance that out and really have it match your personality. I have a personality-driven brand and company. So I'm someone who is going to put myself out there. So I feel very comfortable with that. But if you don't feel comfortable with that, you know, frankly, we have successfully grown brands where they want the logo to really be the face of the company. Is that ideal? No, because no one really wants to talk to a logo. But if that's where you're at, if that's what you need to do, then you still can find a path to success by focusing on truly what your audience wants to talk about and how you're going to bring them value.
Now, you touched on it in this, in what you just mentioned, and that is, you know, how you would post something on Instagram, and you touched on Facebook. My question is, is it okay even to have a brief discussion on, you know, what the differences would be for a brand or an individual, let's say, between what they post on Instagram, Facebook, let's say, or Twitter?
It is perfectly fine to use content on different channels. Because not all of your audience is on the same channel, and they're not on the same channel even at the same time. But do not, I love auto-scheduling programs. Our favorite is called Meet Edgar, another one that a lot of people use is Hootsuite. But it is not okay to post to all the channels at the exact same time, because human behavior is generally that when they're going to do a social media break, they're going to hop from Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn to Instagram. They're going to run through all of them. And if they pop on all of them and see your message and all those places, they're going to definitely ignore it, at least one or more, and you're going to become invisible to them. So if you're going to use content on these different channels, I suggest that you use one of these great scheduling tools like I just mentioned and mix up the days and the times that each of the posts run. So you want to post on everything at least once a day, but you might have a batch of 30 posts and you just mix up the days and the time each of the posts shows on each of the platforms, because nobody's on all those channels at the same time every day. So that way you're not going to be hitting your audience with the same messaging at the same time.
Great tip. My guest this evening is Kim Walsh Phillips. She is the CEO of Elite Digital Group. She's a social media expert, and she wrote the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. And she's very gracious. She sent in a couple of books. Two lucky listeners are going to win the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. It's that simple. Again, if you want to be one of those two lucky listeners that are going to win the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business by Kim Walsh Phillips. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB, and good luck. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
If you own a business, you've got competition. So you have to be different. The number one proven way to be different is to write a book. Think about what The 7 Habits did for Stephen Covey and what The Tipping Point did for Malcolm Gladwell. At Black Card Books, we have a system proven to position you as an authority in your market. Join us for a 2.5-day boot camp, September 22nd through the 24th, and learn the steps toward becoming a successful author. Visit publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. That's publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Increase your influence, your sales, and your income. Go to publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining us. My guest this evening is the author, the one who wrote the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. It's none other than Kim Walsh Phillips. She is the CEO of Elite Digital Group, and we thank her very much for taking of her precious time. Thank you, Kim.
My pleasure.
You know, jumping right in, Instagram as a customer service tool. Does that exist? Is it just lead gen? You know, what are the different ways that I guess you could skin the cat? What benefits for a business other than communicating a story does Instagram have for a business?
There's good and bad when it comes to looking at customer service, because once you are on social media, you need to be prepared to respond to those who are interacting with you. Now, if some businesses will bury their head in the sand, and actually, I don't have a stat on Instagram. I'm sure it's even lower, but still only 6% of businesses are on Facebook, which is the number one channel. So I imagine even less, right? Yeah. And so we think, okay, well, if I'm not on there, I don't have to deal with it. Well, that's certainly not true, because conversations are most likely happening about your company. You just don't get to be part of that conversation. You can't influence it in any way if you're not in the channel. So by creating a channel, you are now opening up the dialogue, which I find really powerful, because if things are being said, you want to have an opportunity to respond to them. As soon as you put a post out there, your page is open to getting comments. And every post you have can get comments. And on Instagram, you really want them, because if Instagram sees you're getting a comment, they're going to share your post with more people. So lots of comments is a good thing. But you have to be ready to go with how you're going to respond to certain questions. Really, if you have a customer service team, people that interact with the public, before you launch your account, it's a great idea to go over what the most frequently asked questions are. So those that are tasked with responding to comments are prepared and armed with those answers. You know, for our clients, we'll have that sheet. We're ready to go so we can answer most of the questions for them. But then if we get into those, you know, tense situations, someone's posting something that isn't kind or something that's wrong, unless there's vulgarities, because there's vulgarities, we'll immediately delete it. But if there's not, we'd never just delete a negative comment. And on Instagram, you can't. It's there. What we do instead is we respond to it simply by saying, thank you for your comment. Please private message us your contact information so that we can follow up with you to make sure this is taken care of. So that way, you're not burying your head in the sand. You're not saying yes or right. You're not going to start getting into an argument with them on social media. That's the worst thing you can do. Mm-hmm. What you're going to do instead is you're diffusing the situation and showing your audience that you are responsive, you own up to problems, and that you're willing to deal with them, and you show them that publicly. And then make sure that you call that person. Right. Because I've seen this happen. They post that. Actually had that happen to me recently with a business. Mm-hmm. I put a complaint. They didn't answer. We did a video about it. They said they were going to do something about it and follow up, and they never did. So you have to make sure that you then actually call them once you say that you're going to.
Wow. Now, here's a is there any particular guide for the type of businesses that must be on Instagram and some that really it doesn't make a difference? So, for example, let's say a children's clothing store or a CPA. Do both need to be on Instagram? Is there kind of a guide for that?
That's a great question. I think that's another elephant in the room. People think my people aren't on there. I will tell you, we run successful campaigns for businesses that go after accountants, businesses that go after people with a net worth of over $500,000, businesses that focus on dentists as their target market, another that focuses on luxury, survivalist, motorcycle travelers, yet another that focuses on martial arts school owners. So we, from B2B to B2C to highly regulated companies to online and offline, local and national and worldwide, they all are on there. And I think that's one of those misconceptions folks have, that it's only for if you're have a female target market, right, or it's young, that that's who's on Instagram. But truly, we're able to go after all of the niches I just mentioned, plus a whole lot more.
Hmm. Now, here's another big question that's always asked. So someone listens to the show and they're like, great, I'm going to jump right in. But how do you go from 0 to 100? You know, we all know, okay, a separate question is going to be the challenges of going from 5,000 to 10,000, et cetera. But are there any tips and tricks for someone to start building, even for their first 100, 200 followers? What would be the secret?
So I have a fast path to Instagram success. So here's what you're going to do. Okay. You're going to first do that research of the other pages and get their brand down, create your posts. Then you're going to write your about us with your link. Now, this is super important because if you don't do this step, there's really no point to being on there. Unlike any other channel, Instagram does not allow you cannot link your posts with website links. Like you can't send people from a post to someplace else. So whenever you see someone putting a post in their comment, whatever, a website, they're doing that incorrectly. The only place you have a clickable link is in your bio on Instagram. So it's very important that you use that bio link in order to take someone from just discovering you to on Instagram to becoming a lead to them becoming a sale. So we look at that lead link as a juicy carrot. You want to get a juicy carrot there, and because we want to attract rabbits, because rabbits like to multiply.
Right.
So we're going to create our juicy carrot. That has to be something really enticing and delicious to your target market. Now, I want you to think about what that could be. It's not signing up for your newsletter. Nobody wants to be sent more emails just with random information.
Right.
It's something that's going to be super valuable to them. So is it a gift certificate? Is it a blueprint, a checklist, a guide, a promo code, a video training? Something that's going to give them great value. That's what you want to put in that link. And then one more big tip on this is, and this is why you're going to do all this before you start marketing, because if you don't, you're not going to get the ROI. On your thank you page, I don't want you to say just thank you, right? So someone enters that link, they enter their contact information. We're not just going to say thank you. We are going to try to sell them something on that thank you page. Now you might think, but I'm an accounting firm. What am I going to sell them? You're going to sell them into a consultation. You're going to use that page to give a lot of value-driven information, but showing them how their life, their company, their day could be different if they choose to engage you in a conversation with a consultation, people who have to have that conversation with you, what benefits they've had. So professional service firms should use their thank you pages to drive a consultation. Very few of them do, but that's how you're going to get your customer for free. Those that sell things online can use that thank you page to do what's called a self-liquidating offer, meaning that they're going to sell them something of value. Quick example, and then I'll finish out the Instagram path. Mm-hmm. Quick example is on my free link, we offer a training for, and this switches all the time, but we offer a free guide to grow your Instagram followers from zero to thousands in 21 days. Mm-hmm. And you can find that at elitedigitalgroup.com/Instagram. As a quick tip, On the thank you page, you're going to find the opportunity to buy a course that's $47. I'm not leading with a course that's $47. I'm giving you something really strong that's valuable. But now I just turn my Instagram follower into a customer if they drive all the way through. Now, this is crazy stat, too. 10% of all of the folks that come from Instagram, click on that link and enter their information, purchase that product.
Wow.
10%. Oh. So one out of every 10 people does that. So now I just got a $47 customer for free. Now, anytime they end up buying anything else or they become a client, I not only have their name and their email, but I have their mailing address, I have their phone number, and I have their correct email address because they're going to give it to me because they just paid for something. Now, I don't have a lead. I have a customer, okay? That is the way that you turn Instagram from a place of just schmoozing and photos to a place of monetization.
Wow. This is such great content. Wow. First of all, I want to take this opportunity to remind everyone that every single week, all the guests that we have, all the content is available by mybradio.com. And I stress that because so many times I'm asked, well, I picked up a nugget or two from a previous guest and I just couldn't find it. You know, can I still get it? Yes, it's all available. And the reason why I bring it up now is because Kim Walsh Phillips, my guest this evening, is sharing such incredible content that, in case you're just tuning in, don't worry about it. By Tuesday morning, it will be up permanently online for free at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Kim, again, this is great stuff. I really can't. Wow, we still got some more time, but every second is precious here. are there certain times of day or night that are optimal to post on Instagram?
You can check your audience, and there's some great resources that help show you this. BuzzSumo is one of them. But if you're going to have a huge marketing team, pay attention to that. If you're not, I like to not drive myself crazy, and I tell our clients and our students, don't drive yourself crazy with that. If you can get yourself posting once a day, no matter when that is, do it. Do it when it works the best for you. And really, another tool for growing and to make your life easier, because I'm all about how can we get the most results in the least amount of time possible, is hashtags, which we haven't talked about yet.
Right.
That is really the path to free leads when it comes to Instagram. So when you're researching, when you come up with your brand board, you also need to come up with what hashtags you're going to use. Now, back in the day when I was in college, my job was to work in the library. But give away my age a little bit because we had microfiche and we put everything away.
I remember those.
Using the Dewey Decimal System and all of our file card catalogs because we weren't using computers. And so the Dewey Decimal System is my greatest example, but those that are younger than 40 probably won't get that. That's what I think of hashtags as, is like the Dewey Decimal System. It's a way that people find content based on searching for something. So it's a little number symbol followed by a word. Mm-hmm. And people use them to find content. So what you want to do is you want to go to the top pages in your niche. So just Google top 20 pages for whatever your topic market and your topic is, whether it's accounting or it's law or it's fitness. Mm-hmm. You're going to put that in. Then you're going to go visit their pages and you're going to look at some of their posts. And you're simply going to write down what are their hashtags that they use and create a little spreadsheet of those. And then the 30 that you find in common across the 10 pages that you visit, try using those at first with your pages and you will be amazed at how much that does to attract your target market simply using their posts. And again, the thing that's amazing about this is it's totally free, right? So we don't even need to do all this research or pay all this money or get special software or whatever. We don't have to do any of that because we are able to find it immediately with our just by visiting their pages, which I think is fantastic. And then there's a great cheat that some people might bury their head in the sand about this, but it works. So you're just going to use it.
Okay.
It's called an auto follow program. And it is not, it doesn't work in any other channel. except Instagram, it still does. And Twitter has a version of this too. But the resource I've used is called StimSocial, StimSocial.com, StimSocial. And it will help you. It'll automatically follow people in a niche that you go after. So for me, it might do Entrepreneur Magazine, and it might do Inc. and Wired, and it'll follow their followers. And what people do on Instagram, when you follow them, they'll follow you back. And then once you grow up to a certain size, you can then say, okay, unfollow anybody who's not following me. It is a way to very, very quickly grow your account without having to spend much money at all. In fact, it's only about $9 a month, I think. And it helped us when, honestly, when Entrepreneur Press came to me to write the book, I had 300 Instagram followers. And I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. You can't write a book and not know. Now, I researched a ton to write the book, and I ended up, when I saw how much money we can make, and then we did, that, okay, now I'm a true believer. Right. But I needed to grow my account quickly. I didn't want to spend money on advertising because that felt like a cheat, because the average entrepreneur can't do that. So I started using this resource, and within a month I had thousands of followers. Wow. So it's a great way to grow very quickly.
Wow. Now, two quick questions before we move forward. Is there a kind of a do and don't rule for how many hashtags a person can do in any post?
I read so many. I actually have a whole chapter in the book just making fun of all the rules about this, because there are so many people who say you have to do it this way, and it's completely contradictory information. Like, you should only have three, you should have 30, you should do it three times a day, you should do it once a week. It was like crazy. So I found the more hashtags I used, the better my post did, but that's just what I found. So research, try, and to make your life super easy. You don't want to be typing these hashtags on your phone each time you post, because that would be a nightmare. I just have a list of them. I use an iPhone, and I have a list of them in the notes section of my iPhone. So I can just copy and paste them every time I go to do an Instagram post. So I'm not having to recreate them each time. It'll save you a ton of time. And then you can test switching stuff out. While we were in the book launch, we started using Instagram for Business as one of our posts. And I saw a dramatic decrease in my engagement. That's not one of my, we kept it because it was part of the book promotion, of course. But then we took it back out when we were out of book launch week, because it went down. So you'll see, if you're tracking your engagement, you're tracking your followers, you're tracking your leads coming in, you'll know when a post is working or not working.
Well, now, regarding those hashtags, would you recommend, I mean, let's say the example about cutting and pasting, do you still edit it a little bit, or in theory I could put 10 in a row with the same set of hashtags?
Yeah, you could hashtags don't need to change. You should change the comment with the hashtag. So you put a comment, you then put, you can put a call to action. So I do some kind of comment. So one of my posts are mostly all inspirational, and there'll be something like the best equity is sweat equity. And then I'll put in the comments like, you've got this, make it happen today. And then it'll have a period, and then, because on Instagram you have to have a period to put a space. You put a period, it sounds technical, but I have it all listed out in that guide. The period, then I put a call to action saying, click, double tap if you agree, which on Instagram means to like, and put little hearts there, and then a period, a space, and then I put all of my, on the next line, all the hashtags.
Another point that I wanted to just ask you about, we talked about following, liking. How important is that for someone to, be a little gracious, like someone else's post, and to follow?
Do what you can, really. If you have time to spend a bunch of time in there when you're building your audience, go ahead and do that. I'm going to always be completely transparent. I don't spend a lot of time in there doing that, because we have a high ROI without engaging in that activity. Now, that's StimSocial. A program that I share with you, you can set it to actually automatically like the comments you have on your page, and also to like the posts of your followers. So it can create some of that activity and good manners on your behalf. So I do it that way, but I'm not spending time personally creating any kind of extra activity. So we're not, and I'm doing just great. So spend time doing what's getting you the most ROI, which is focusing on developing customer relationships and closing sales.
My guest this evening is none other than Kim Walsh Phillips. She wrote the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. And two lucky listeners are going to win it this evening. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered to win. Again, two lucky listeners are going to win her book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. All you have to do is send a text, 64600, put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered to win. Of course, it's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and around the world. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than the author herself who wrote the book Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business, Kim Walsh Phillips. What a treat, what an honor, and she's sharing some amazing content. In case you're just tuning in, no worries, by Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up on the website that's dedicated for the show, and that's mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And once we're at it, just a quick reminder, two lucky listeners are going to win her new book. It's actually a brand new book. I mean, it's out only 2 months. Instagram for Business, The Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business by Kim Walsh Phillips. Two lucky listeners are going to win it. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. It's that simple. Send a text, 64600, put in the letters MYB, and two lucky listeners are going to win The Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business by Kim Walsh Phillips. Well, in the remaining minutes that we have, let's jump right in. We know that Stories, last year they rolled out Instagram Stories. Now, I guess maybe you could just discuss it. And then the next question is going to be, if someone does it, we know it's very exciting, but it's only up for 24 hours. It disappears. Is it against the rules to then repost it as a permanent? How would you, address this?
It's one of those challenges, and about the ROI, one of the greats in social media marketing is Gary Vaynerchuk, and he's always promoting the latest and greatest. So when this popped up, he was all about it, and Periscope and Snapchat. And
right.
I think those things work fantastically well if you have a huge marketing budget and a lot of people, and you could spend your time doing things that are great for branding. So if you're in that large marketing department, definitely leverage this as a tool. Again, it's free. It's going to be showcased, and you can't get on NBC News every day for free and get your right. message out there, right. but you can do an Instagram story. I will say, if you're going to be choosing between the channels, Facebook Live, well, I love my Instagram, Facebook Live not only lets you have that reach, but also gives you the ability, it stays up there and it keeps reaching more people every day. They'll share it with thousands of people for you for free. So leverage your time well, test it, see what the ROI is like, see if you're going to get a return on investment. You're getting people to your website, you're getting people to opt in, can you get them to come to your next event or your webinar or read your blog or wherever you might be doing with it, test it. But if you are limited in time, it's not the number one thing I would say to use the platform for. Instead, I would focus on my regular posts and hashtag work and comments and working on my link, because those are things that last beyond 24 hours.
Mm. Now, do you recommend leveraging bloggers and influencers as part of a strategy to promote a brand?
It was really important in the beginning. Well, if you have a product, yes. The stat I shared with you in the beginning, people are influenced by their peers. We've seen many products do well by leveraging decision makers, influencers on social media. But as an individual business, do you need to do that? No. Those that aren't in the product niche, partnerships are great when you can help each other out. You have a group of people you work with. You all work with a similar type of client, but you are in different niches. That makes sense. If you're a blogger and you're trying to connect and reach more people, reach out to other bloggers and create a nice group. We call it an Instagram quad, that you can be supporting each other. You can like each other's posts and comment on each other's posts, doing it for each other. I have one with a group I belong to, Young Entrepreneurs Council. We have an Instagram quad. When someone posts, we'll let each other know and we'll post it. And that's all free and it's just peer-to-peer. Because if you do get into real influencers, you're going to start spending a lot of money. So just make a decision if you want that as your marketing channel. There's been some great brands, you know, we've all seen teeth whiteners on Instagram. That obviously has done well for them, but there's been many other products, programs, and services that have used them. If that's part of your overall marketing mission, I would say to leverage it. If it's not part of your marketing plan to leverage influencers, then I would stay away from it.
Now, what's your take on sponsored posts in order to grow a following?
Test it.
Okay.
We run Instagram advertising for many of our clients, and some of them it has produced great ROI. Even one, the one I mentioned, the dentist, mm-hmm. he's selling a $3,000 training program as his front-end product to a group of dentists, and we've successfully leveraged Instagram advertising to them. Where we've had other accounts that we would think would have done well, a consumer basis, and that's not their highest ROI. So it's a great thing to test. And the nice thing is you can really test it for very few dollars. You could run an ad for as little as $5. Mm-hmm. So it's a very inexpensive way to test if you're going to get the ROI. Sponsored posts are the only way to get that web link in there. So if you want to send people to your website or your event or to just go to your order form or to your contact us page, you do need to do a sponsored post in order to do that.
Got you. Are there any tips for running a successful sweepstakes on Instagram?
Tread lightly and carefully.
Okay.
There's a lot of people, there's a lot of software out there that will charge a lot of money up front to have you run their contest and run a contest. And there's very mixed results on that. So really the best way to start is exactly the type of thing you're doing, is just simply give away something of value. And you can do that from a simple post. You don't need to do some fancy expensive contest. You simply say, comment below or follow this link, and you give them a few days to do it and tell them what the prize is. Start that way. See if you're attracting the right target market. You're getting people to opt in that are valuable and to you, and then leverage into maybe using something bigger, like Contest Domination or other software out there to create a really complicated and complex contest.
Now, if a person's just doing it, you know, on the fly, would you recommend mm-hmm. that, you know, let's say it's a 30-day sweepstake, you know, that's the time frame. Should they be posting every day on that contest? What's kind of the frequency and the makeup between pushing a particular contest and their regular posts?
You don't want to start spamming people. I like to follow a model of 85% PBS, 15% QVC, with no ill intention to either of them, but right. then you want to offer sales free, not that PBS is sales free, but sales free content 85% of the time and pitching or promoting something 15% of the time. So if you think about this as a post once a day, you can do about 1 to 2 posts a week. That would be promotional to the contest. If you want to increase the number of promotions you do, increase your other content. So you're always keeping that balance well on how much you're trying to get them to do something versus how much of the time you're giving them value.
Any tips on pulling down? Let's say someone did a sweepstakes, or even, you know, let's say they had a particular event. There was a lot of promotion leading up to the event. Should a person be pulling off previous posts, or just once they're up, leave them?
if you have great engagement, positive comments, lots of excitement, leave them up. People want to visit your page and see you didn't just start today. So I don't think you need to put past things away. Do one final post once it's over that says, like, great, congratulations, post the winner, so that if someone's going through your feed, they can see that, or on your page, they could see that it ended. But you don't need to pull that down.
Folks, this is we're about to wrap up another great edition of Mind Your Business. My guest this evening is none other than Kim Walsh Phillips. She wrote the book, Ultimate Guide to Instagram for Business. Two lucky listeners are going to win a free copy by just sending a text to 64600, putting in the letters MYB. It's that simple. Again, send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB. Two lucky listeners are going to win the copy. Kim, as we wrap up, any final takeaways for the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Your time is valuable, and you should only spend it do things that help you achieve your goals. The only way you know you can do that is if you track it. So track it and demand results, period.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Wow.
Oh, it's been my absolute pleasure.
Wow. Well, this wraps up another great edition. And tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.